two options. But I haven't got a clue which one.
I bought my stuff, but when the jacket I wanted is coming, it's supposed to come today. It's not coming. Yeah, so I have to go Blue Water tomorrow and find a substitute.
Right.
But I've found the substitutes and they're pretty decent, to be honest.
What's the next day delivery though?
For the bomber jacket I ordered. Nah.
What size was it?
It was Carhartt. But I ordered it Carhartt. A week ago though. Ordered it a week ago.
Bad idea, man. So you're wearing bomber tied shirt. Right. Two trousers.
Yeah.
What's your two options?
I have to show you. So I tried to do like fashion, like to but this coming on Saturday, so
well, yeah. We get older,
it don't really matter. But yeah, I tried to do fashionista, and my inspiration was this.
Okay.
So I copped this from Zara. It was on sale. What was how much did I pay? £30 for top and bottom.
Hmm. What is it? Fair.
So that's my inspiration. I tried it on today. No, I tried it on a couple of days ago. I like it. I see the vision in it. I sent it to this person, so they should have it. Guess I'm capping because I don't see it. But let me show you. So that's... I don't think the video does it justice, but that's how it looks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What shoes?
That's the thing. I actually don't know. I don't know.
You should get a necklace, man. That'll look even harder. Has the model got a necklace on?
No. But I should get a necklace. I hear that still.
Oh, actually, you get me.
Just I hear that still. But then...
I haven't bought something from...
also, you're not wearing
double breast. I was thinking of that as well.
Yeah, still.
Double vest.
Breast.
I just bought a blazer.
Oh, Fez.
I feel like this is just what everyone will be wearing.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I think you'll see standard suits, bro.
Yeah, well, even less than. I feel like people would just be in turtlenecks and a jacket.
I want to wear a turtleneck, but I'm not.
You pulled up?
What?
You pulled up your yak?
I'm drinking apple juice.
Yeah, pasta juice then, please.
Sorry. What's on your mind? I have not put the start time. Are we starting now, yeah? Or we just, in fact, bro, don't worry. I sold out.
Yeah, but I'm wearing black blazer, black suit trousers, black shirt. I bought tennis chain from Warren James.
Furs.
To accessorize
the is that a bracelet? Oh, swear off.
Wait, it's not a bracelet?
No.
Are you sure it's a tennis bracelet then?
Tennis chain, bro.
Isn't that?
I swear that's a bracelet.
They're two different things.
No, tennis chain is a bracelet, bro.
Okay.
Hold on. To be honest, I think tennis chain just means like the thin,
thinness, maybe. Yeah. Oh, fair.
It's probably not where it goes.
What's on your mind? You've been acting differently. Wrong. They're all showing this necklace first. I'm actually wrong. What's a bracelet? Is it just tennis bracelet then?
That's the thing you have.
Yeah.
I must have to mix it. What am I drink? What am I?
But yeah, that's I don't know what I don't know what vibe I'm going with. I don't know what I'll wear yet on the day. I'll decide. I'm getting a trim tomorrow, so you know trim will make it look better. Mm. So that's what I'm waiting for. Waiting for man. My trim.
The max though, man.
Yeah, that's the only annoying thing, man. That's the only annoying thing. That we'll miss the match. Nah, we won't miss it. I'm not missing it. I'll literally have it streaming in the flight, you know what I mean? I think a part of it will be like networking or something though. There's no way they can do a whole show.
Nah, I saw the...
6 hours.
I saw the schedule.
Oh, you saw the schedule?
Yeah.
They emailed out something.
Did they?
Yeah, I said you haven't seen it.
Bro, I was looking. When did...
I went on the page to see it.
It was get there what? Between 3 and 4:30.
When did they send this email?
Check the latest, not email, sorry. Check the DM.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't go on DM.
I should have sent it. Get there between 3 and 4:30, red carpet pictures, then interviews, then seated.
Then, you said interviews and pictures?
Yes. Then first session, then there's a break, networking break, then second session,
Oh my days, it starts at 5.
Does it not
seated at 5? Seated at 5.
Does it not say like what's happening in the sessions? Like what awards are happening in the sessions?
This guy's
I thought that as well.
I wish they did podcast first. Oh no, I'm chatting, come on, man. We'll stay in it, but like
huh?
No, I'll probably stay have what? To stay in, man. Come on, man.
To
9.
I don't know.
It's not 9, bro. It's 11.
No, it's 9.
The end time.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Oh, event close what?
10.
What? Oh, they changed it. I swear.
That's even wrong because they emailed saying that. Look at that. Time 3 to 9:15. And then the same 10. I don't know how this works, but.
Either way, if we're. Yeah, awards begin at 5. If we're the first few, bro, cannot lie to you lot, man.
There's a network break at 5:25. Drinks break, awards resume.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine we get our award in the first session, network, pictures. But why are we still there?
The pictures is before.
Yeah, the interviews and everything is before.
No, nah, but they want to take pictures with our award, didn't it?
Oh. This guy sighed. Man said they will take over our wood if we win.
If we win.
Don't let this clip this. Don't let them clip this. Either way, it's still a good thing that we got.
Yeah, it's a good accomplishment.
A good accomplishment, man. So.
Regardless.
Same week as the Grammys and the Mobo show, so we know where we're going, innit?
Tyler won a Grammy 2 days later. Her country gets dumped. Lonely at the top. Lonely.
There is though, like the award she got was Best African
Artist?
Not artist, can't song? Be. It was performance or something like that.
Yeah. Ashaka was there, Burna was there.
David was there. Ira Star was there. There was another person, but I actually don't know.
Well,
I know Water went viral, like I actually did this thing. Like, but like as Africans, we know that wasn't the best song. Do you know what I mean? That's just my opinion.
Then again, we're biased.
Why? Yeah, biased. We are, obviously, because we're from Nigeria and everything.
Exactly. No, but Water's hard, like.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but the it fact that we think it shouldn't have won is biased, isn't it?
That's a first song, bro. No.
Huh?
It can't. First hit song. First hit song. To win a Grammy over, like, the people in your category is crazy.
Who judges these things?
Lord knows.
I don't know.
Lord knows. But it's definitely like fixed to a certain extent.
Yeah, it's definitely fixed.
Yeah.
I saw Shits and Gigs won a Mobo.
Yeah. When was the Mobo? Yesterday. The
Mobo was like
2 days ago.
Mobo was on the day of the Nigeria game, so Friday. Yeah. Wednesday.
As if today's not Friday.
Wednesday, see. Wednesday still. Yeah, Mobo was on Wednesday.
Yeah, they got what personality? Yeah. Or entertainment.
But I didn't see the category. I don't know who's in it. I don't know how to see who's in it. I'm sure we went through it before, but I can't see it.
Oh, so we did that like 2 years ago.
It's episode 15, mate. Which
I don't know how you remember that. Where we did the our own awards.
What we say in the rated awards.
Is that did you see the episode of JC?
Yeah, literally.
Is the one where he was
what?
Where he was getting on to someone. I went to cut it out.
I can't remember what you're talking about.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I remember. I don't remember who we were talking about, but I remember.
No, I can't remember the person.
Was it Artist?
Yeah.
Go on, bleep it.
No, I'm editing.
Come on,
someone type it. I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember who it was.
I don't remember her name. It's a girl, though.
2 years?
You know, in uni, one guy used to laugh, crash on her.
One of our guys?
No.
Type it.
I can't remember her name, bro. Oh. I can't remember her name. But he was mocking, not mocking, but he was talking about, do you remember? Yeah. Either way, yeah. That's crazy. Your memory's crazy. That's episode 15.
Gotta have it in the mind.
That means you recorded it in my yard.
We did, I remember. We did, man.
And what were we talking about? It definitely weren't Grammys. Definitely Mobo, isn't it?
GRM.
Maybe, I don't know.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And them days, they listed out all
the... Oh, it was GRM, yeah.
Nominees.
Oh, yeah, we did rated awards. Yeah. That's what it was, rated awards. Yeah.
and they listed out all the nominees of all the categories.
Yeah, but well, I didn't. I'm not like, I didn't see any promotion for Mobo.
Neither did I.
I didn't see who was in which category.
I just saw people dressing up. I saw ZZ.
I didn't see her.
I saw India and Dami.
I saw them.
Yeah, and I saw Shits and Gigs.
I saw Shits and Gigs. I saw Grime artists. Who won that? Copyright.
Brilliant.
Nice. I saw... No, it's not... I was about to say Skepta. It's not Skepta. He's a Grime artist from Birmingham. Bugsy Malone.
He's not from Birmingham.
He's
that Manchester?
From Manchester.
Is that accent Manchester?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Fez, I'm so sorry. But yeah, I saw him. He popped a bottle, then dropped on the stage. I said, wow.
Dropped?
Like, he popped it and then psh, nice. Dropped on the floor. And I don't know. That rubbed, not rubbed me the wrong way, but I was like, come on. Would you do that at the Grammys?
I have some class.
You know what I mean? Popping bottles, spraying it, come on. But yeah, other than that, I don't know who else won anything for Mobo. I know Potter Paper won one.
Did he?
Best album?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't think it was sure? Album. It might have been best rap. Hip hop.
Hip hop?
I actually could be lying. But I know he won something in it. I know Lil Sims won. No, maybe Lil Sims won hip hop. Then Potter Paper won rap. What is it?
Album.
Yeah. Oh, he won album of the year.
Yeah.
That's two for two, Tina. You're right.
Who oh, was wow. in... What did it say categories, bro?
Oh, yeah. India hosted it.
What?
The Mothers.
I saw bare people hosting, I'm not going to lie. So I don't actually... Oh, as in like the as people the walking
actual,
around.
No,
the
actual on host. Stage. Yeah. I don't know who that guy is. Who he is,
it's so crazy. There's a lot of people in this world, you know, that you just never know what they do.
And they got big followings as well.
I just like, I've never seen this person a day in my life.
Well, they posted all the nominees in like December.
Specs was there.
Oh, you see it?
Yeah, it's like all videos.
Who's in personality?
Personality,
that's what I want to know.
Was Alison Hammond, Amelia Dims, Henry V, Madam Joyce, Maya Jama, Remy Berg, Shits and Gigs, Specs, and ZZ.
One podcast.
It's crazy. I think they need to do a whole
podcast. Oh, and that press podcast, Adeola Patron and Miriam. Mariam Musa.
I thought they cancelled that now.
They did.
Yeah, they were nominated.
What?
Who's Alison Hammond?
They need to do a podcast section, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they've done it before, but maybe, I don't know. I think they need to do a podcast section. Don't know why that's not there already. Because Shits and Gigs aren't personalities. They're literally a podcast.
They kind of are.
How? What do they do other than the podcast?
They are personalities on their podcast. You know what I mean?
So I'm a personality.
Yeah, technically.
I'm just a podcast host.
That's how they see it anyways.
That's crazy. I think they just forced them into that category.
They're doing too well to not be recognised, isn't
it? Oh, yeah, true.
So they had to bring them true. In. But yeah, there should be a podcast category, to be fair.
But then again, they're not going to do a podcast section in the Grammys, so they weren't doing the Mobos, I guess.
But Grammys is music.
Oh, first.
True.
Oh, Oscars is movies, isn't it?
Yeah, Oscars is movies.
That's March.
Yeah.
The Oscars is in March.
Uh-huh.
So what were you talking about that time?
Golden Globes and Emmys. That's series.
No, that's also movies, a lie.
Series, bro.
It's Golden Globes. Golden Globes?
He's on a vibe right now, so I'm sure he's
right. Well, Golden Globes is movies as well.
What film has won a Golden Globe?
Are you crazy?
Golden Globes and Emmys are series.
Emmy is a series.
BAFTAs and Oscars are films.
Bro, Golden Globe. Yeah, there we go. Excellent in both American and international film and television. It's okay, man.
What film won a Globe?
I don't know. There's films that got nominated. I don't think they won.
You might be wrong.
Bro, films are BAFTAs and Oscars.
In fact, bro, Oppenheimer won one.
One what?
Drama motion picture.
Two for three. Two for three.
Oh, man.
Fairs. Fairs, man.
Oh, my days.
Fairs, man. What on my stuff when it came to the films. But, yeah.
But, yeah, I think they should do a podcast section, I'm not going to lie, for the mobos.
This weekend is jam-packed with sports.
I thought of football, American football, NFL.
Before that, mate, we've got United Villa, 4:30.
Arsenal's playing someone at 2. I don't know why this guy told us to do football on Sundays when this game is not even that deep.
What game?
Arsenal West Ham.
Arsenal West Ham.
Kind of a big game, to be fair.
Not really. Even now, it's the United Villa game.
Like, none of them are actually big games. I'm going to link up.
Big games, but they're quite significant, isn't
it? What, to link up and what?
Well, linking up should be a thing, anyways, though.
Yeah, but I feel like every quarter.
It shouldn't have to be a big game for us to link up.
Every quarter, we can do a random link up.
That's four times a year.
Obviously, you can link up here and there, but like to make it a weekly Sunday thing, that's so dead.
Maybe that's a stretch, but at least like maybe like once a month.
Once a month?
That's not far-fetched. I don't think. Considering we don't do it at all right now. You know what I mean? And it's kind of sad.
When was the last time I linked the man there? That's mad.
Well, if we went goals... Or,
stop talking about or goals.
If people had... If we all got PS5s, like, there's so many things.
You have PS5?
Yes. It's out there now.
Yo, this guy's a snake! Yo!
Mate, you can't stay on PS4 forever.
You, man.
Yo, this guy's a PS5.
Look how they're announcing it.
Live on the pod.
Look how they're announcing it.
Oh, my God.
It's snake crazy. Snake the whole set. Buy one. Let's go.
You're a snake.
Mate, let's go.
So who do you play with?
I play by myself still.
You play Spider-Man, innit?
Yeah, played Spider-Man, Fortnite, FIFA.
Yeah, EC24?
Yeah.
Nah, you're kind of dodgy. I won't even lie.
Just get the game, bro. Get everything, man.
Nah, that's crazy.
How long let's you go. Had it?
When did I get it? I treated myself. It was my Christmas present.
Christmas? We're in Feb.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to lie. I have a confession.
Oh, there okay. It's all coming out now. Nice. Where's my cup?
I have a PS5 too.
No, you don't.
Oh, I'm pissed off.
I grabbed it.
You're lying.
At the start of last week.
You're lying. Say the truth.
I grabbed it at the start of last week. Someone had it on sale 250. I bought it.
So no, in no way you go for 250.
250, brand new.
I'm lying.
Exactly. Yeah,
the hell, 250.
The hell?
What do I look like? I'll not spend 250 on a PS5 anyways.
Man said you bought one and said nothing.
Yeah, man. Quick.
Yeah, but it's like, who's he to tell? Like, who's playing? I think there's only like one or two of us have it.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, I have a PS5 in my house.
Yeah.
It's not mine.
You can crossplay though, innit?
Yeah. You can.
Crossplay, you know.
You've just been banging game.
Yeah, man. Just quickly.
Quickly.
That's actually how you know I'm just not a gamer. I have no intention of getting it. I literally have no intentions.
Neither did I. Then Spider-Man came out, then I had to get that.
How much did you pay?
For the PS5, what was it? I think it was like free something, just under four bills.
Yeah.
But it was like with... What game did I get it with? I got it with two controllers. Got it with two controllers instead of one. So, yeah. And then me and my brother played over Christmas. So, yeah. Get one, man. Grab them. They must be cheaper now anyway.
I'm good.
Must be cheaper. That's how the mandem should be reconnecting. I feel like that's a foundation.
The foundation is saying you got one.
Nah, man. It's been out there. Guys are just moving difficult.
Mandy even snapped the box. Nah,
nah. Nah.
You bought... Wait, have you...
Have I what?
The trip.
No.
Nice.
Oh, man. Nice. My priorities are messed up.
Out of fucking control, bro.
You are in for a grilling.
I'm even surprised. I saw one guy say on group chat that he's buying it as well.
I'll believe that when I see it, man.
I didn't actually know he was coming, but fair.
I'll believe that when I see it, man. I don't know. The price is out you?
No.
Yeah, he was going to come today, but he's probably tired. He'll probably come maybe next week. Oh, these lot love having Rassi on the mic. But yeah, this weekend, Arsenal, West Ham, United, Villa, Nigeria, Ivory Coast.
Yeah, that's the big one still.
Chiefs, 49ers.
What else is there?
Super Eagles, sorry. In the finals, man. It's crazy.
Wait, you managed to go to that place?
Say it. Oh, wait.
The one that PT recommended.
Oh, yeah. I don't care. The thing is,
even with that, yeah, like that place is also going to be packed.
But we can't even get in there.
What do you mean?
Why?
Because we're going to be at the show.
It depends what time we...
Yeah,
it
depends. Yeah, we actually don't know what time we're leaving. We're definitely not leaving on time.
Why are you not leaving on time?
If it starts at 5, we're definitely not leaving on time.
Wait, what I wanted to say is that... To be honest, it's not far.
Have they got a TV in there, though?
They must do.
Of course they will. And even if they don't, there's another one in either.
Forget that place, man.
That's a small place, though.
They'll have it.
It's big.
It is big. There's like another side.
There's two sides.
Oh.
They'll definitely have TVs because people.
I ain't gonna lie. If you know what we're talking about, then like come and see us in it. That's for because I actually can't be asked to believe that. But yeah. There's something happening in Hyatt Campbell.
Both Hyatts.
I think we'll be closer to that one. You know.
You know what's mad? I was watching 90s Live yesterday with PK Humble, and they called John Wick. And he said live on the cam, everyone's going higher. Blazed on mic.
Campbell?
No.
Oh my god. Do you see what this is like? This ain't FOMO, is it? But it's FOMO, bro.
There was 1K people watching. Yeah, bro, that place is going
to
be...
It's FOMO, bro, because that's where I actually wanted to go, but I'm not paying your stupid price,
bro. I'm not paying that entry price.
I'm actually not paying that price, bro.
No chance.
I know guys that have been there 3 times this year, bro. That's like five, six bills you spent, bro.
So Campbell was doing something.
Yeah, £10 ticket entry.
That's closer, you're right.
It's closest to him.
But that will be packed as well.
I'm pissed off, man. Oh, I'm vexed. Because I'm good, I'll go. I got a pan anyways.
Huh?
Yeah, I got a pan.
What pan?
I'll let you know in the off camera.
Nice, mate. Best.
No, we'll go. You'll see me there on Sunday, innit?
Depends what. Just pray that
I'm joking now.
Category is not last, bro.
I don't know. I doubt it'll be last. I'm sure it'll be like maybe the first 3. Just cut. Nah. I thought, are we disrespecting? Nah, to be fair, Jay-Z and Beyonce, they left after they got Jay-Z's award.
Yeah, they left, straight away.
So, yeah, we'll wait till our category, innit? And if it's making sense to stay, we'll stay. If it's not, then we'll cut.
But why would it be making sense to stay, though? Stay for what? More awards?
We've got a network, though.
Yeah.
Right, we've definitely got a network.
That's what I'm saying. There's a first session, then a networking break, then the second session. So if we get announced in the first session, network, then cut.
Yeah, because Nigeria's actually at 8, bro.
They've
got to understand.
Mm.
Nah, they actually do still because Nigeria in the final is crazy.
I'm sure there's other guys thinking the same thing.
What's crazy? My granddad doesn't watch Nigeria. No, he says his favorite phrase is, "I can't watch them because they give me hypertension." He doesn't watch them, bro. Like, he literally leaves the room.
That's crazy.
No, he can't watch them, bro. Like, he's not watching the final.
Really?
Yeah, like, he says he cares too much to, he can't watch it. He gets his blood rate too high or something. I swear down. He does not watch them. He's not watched one game. Anytime I say, "Oh, we got," when I said we got to the quarter, he said, "Psh, doesn't matter." And then we got to the semis, "Psh, doesn't matter." We got to the finals, "Psh, doesn't matter."
When he sees a trophy, that's when his energy will change.
Maybe in there, but like he's not watching the game. I know this man; he's not watching it.
But are we winning though? That's the question.
I saw it's in
the
Ivory Coast.
Yeah. It's in Ivory Coast, bro.
I don't know, man.
Ivory Coast—they came third in their group.
We beat them though.
Doesn't matter. They came third in their group. They still qualified. They've made it to the final. They fired their coach in the group stages. They've been going with a temporary coach and they made it to the finals. It's in Ivory Coast. It's all written. It's written in the stars.
Yeah, it's actually written.
It's written in the stars.
It's not written, but we're not good. That's the only
thing. Yeah, we're actually not good. We've baffed our way to the final.
For the
semis, to call it back to the penalty after a goal is crazy.
It was a penalty though.
It was exactly. It was just convenient. It was very convenient.
It was a good story.
It was a good goal though. That was meant scored. That got called. But even him, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't really been impressed with him.
Yeah, he's been media still.
No, I've not been impressed.
Bro, the overall quality in AFCON is just bad.
I've just not been impressed. I've not been impressed with Iwobi at all.
Oh my gosh. Nah, Lookman's the only one I'm like, cool. He's doing
this
thing.
Yeah, he's the only one that looks dangerous.
And Ola Aina as well.
I didn't know, I don't know how to say his name. Iheanacho.
Yeah. Is that right?
I didn't know he's still playing for Nigeria.
Of course.
I've not seen him play.
It's because Osimhen, bro.
Yeah, because Osimhen.
Bro, you can play him in the cam, bro.
Has he got that in the bag?
Not to create, bro, but like as a second striker, bro. No. You can play as a centre forward and then Osimhen in front of him, bro.
The gap is probably
Lookman finished. And then whoever plays on the right, or I don't even know. But bro, like who's our cam now?
I don't think
we don't play with our cam. We play like
it's like a 4-3-3.
Yeah,
and bro, we'll be on Yeka.
It don't make sense. Who's the other? Where's Ndidi? He's injured.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It don't make sense. It don't make sense how we're playing. I was set up right now, bro. I don't like the manager.
Maybe he's not playing Iheanacho because it's like, don't change the winning team sort of thing.
No, I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
The defence, I like Akon. Akon's doing his thing. Bassi, he's playing well, but for Fulham. But that's not for him.
He plays for Fulham?
He does, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know.
He's playing all right, but I don't know, I'm not convinced. But yeah, Akon, Aynar, Osimhen and Lookman. That keeper, oh man. Like, he's getting hyped, but bro.
I ain't gonna lie, he done well in the penalties. He almost saved, like, wait, there's one that they scored. There's one that he almost saved, and then he saved two. Like, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah, he did well in the penalty shootout.
That's pretty good in the penalty shootout. To go into the next penalties with him as the keeper, if it goes to penalties, I'm not scared. And our penalty takers are pretty
decent. Yeah, but you say that, but the South African keeper saved, like, four pens in the semi-final.
I just need Osimhen to pattern up. I'll be real.
He was injured, you know.
He's not looking threatening. Every header he's got, he's skied it.
He was injured.
I'm not,
semi-final. He was not supposed to play that game, I'm telling you. He had some sort of like abdominal injury or something, I'm telling you.
Who?
Osimhen.
What does black tie mean? We don't have to wear ties. It just means suits.
Yeah. Let me get the juice, please. Don't know how you're going to manage that, yeah.
That's definitely on the camera. Well done.
Was it?
No chance.
Oh God, I watched it come up through. It was quick. If you pause it, you know what it is. Bad boy, man. As I said, I'm happy that we got nominated. That was the main thing for me this year. Just to get recognised.
Mm. Can I get the other set of juice, please?
Nice one.
My bad, dog.
And just let me do intro, innit?
Oh.
Welcome to What We're Saying Pod. It's your boy, Hustle Hustler. You're joined by my co-host, Tina and Wilden.
What are you saying?
What's the German half, of course. The man behind the scenes, the man behind the camera. He has no face, but he has a name. His name is Benzo Ape.
Yo.
What are we saying?
I like your teeth, bro.
Appreciate that, man. Just brushing twice a day, you know what I mean?
I hear you still.
First.
I put you on the toothbrush, toothbrushes. You get me?
Magic.
Looking clean still.
Come on, man.
How's your last week as well, man?
Crap, man. Crap.
Oh, my days. Why?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I had the day off on Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday. Normal day in the office. Well, at home, but in the office.
Yeah.
Thursday went dry cleaners to drop some stuff off for my mum. And I was blocking two cars in to quickly drop it off. Tick inspector's lurking. But he's like, he's way down. So I'm like, nah, he ain't gonna catch, man. Drop my stuff off, get the ticket, I'm walking out. I'm on the phone to my mum. Broski's taking a picture of the plate. I'm like, boss, I'm right here. Give me 1 second. Man smiles at my face, bro. You can't back it. I see that yellow, whatever it's called, ticket slide on the dash on the windscreen. £35, I'm like.
That's not bad. That's actually pretty good.
Yeah, whatever. Cool, that's calm. Get home. Friday starts. How was Friday? Got a trip, feeling decent. Bit of a lazy day in the office, not too much work. Showered, got ready for studio. come downstairs. I see three letters. Each letter with my car pictured. I'm like, yep.
Course, where did you park?
Bro, one was a lakeside, bro. A normal bay. Normal bay,
inside
bro.
Inside the car park?
Yeah.
Yo, I went there twice today. I went there twice this week.
But I like, could even why? See the Primark.
But like, why though?
I don't know. Well, to be fair, they're saying that I was parked slightly in the bike section.
Okay, that's got nothing to do with me. But bear in mind, I actually don't know where the Lakeside park, car park is.
There's Bears. There's M&S. There's Next. There's I would, Primark.
Mine's
there's
near like Cocoa Asia.
Okay, yeah, the underground one.
Yeah. Underground.
Yeah. Not okay. It's got a roof.
It's right next to Cocoa Asia.
Yeah, bro. It's got a roof. It's not open top.
No.
It's got levels. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Cool. You can park there too. Cool. I parked like near the actual shopping center.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
And like, I saw final notice, pay or bailiffs come. I'm like, bro, like, when was the first letter? I didn't get the first letter.
Call them and tell them, bro.
I didn't see that.
You can actually do that.
I called them in it, but they told me I pay £100. That's one. Two other ones, £100 each for the train station. That's my side, I can't lie. Like, when I go work, I park at the train station, I forget to pay. It's my side, but one bill, three bills. Parking ticket from the drive thru is £3.35. Gotta book my car in for MRT next week, five bills. Ah! Bro!
Five bills.
Bro, man. Life is just, you know what I mean? It's up and down, man, you know what I mean? But,
you're smiling. You're smiling. That's a rich man, you know. He has to pay five bills. He's smiling. If I have to pay five bills, I'm not here. I'm at home. Leave me alone.
Yeah, man. Because you know I saw this quote, and it was like, bro, like things will happen, but you can choose whether or not you want to be sad about them. Obviously, it's subjective. Like, there's certain stuff you're going to be sad about regardless. But when it comes to like fines or just paying money, I can't lie. I'm not going to stress about.
Yeah, I just pay it.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just going to pay it, bro. Like, tomorrow's there, G. Like, I don't really...
Then again, though, I actually have a ticket that I just don't know. I have a ticket that I need to pay for that I just haven't paid. I don't know where it is. They haven't sent it back to me.
Do you know what? Yeah, it sounds irresponsible, but it's easy to forget about tickets, man. I'm not going to lie.
Do you want to go to this?
Is that now?
Yeah, still. Do you guys want to go?
You're not on it.
After this?
Nah, bro. I've got PTSD from your words, fam.
I got PTSD from your
words. What does that mean?
Nah. Remember last week or 2 weeks ago when he said, oh, yeah, motive. I said, yeah, cool, I'll give you a hat, let's go. Nah, man's not on it, still.
What motive was that again?
Cabana.
Yeah, I wasn't on that.
Exactly, but you said you were.
Why wasn't I on it again? Whose motive was it? Do you know? Did I say
yes.
It?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, God, you know, I don't remember. There's probably a good reason why I didn't go. Yeah, no.
You see? Make your word mean something.
That probably saved you time, money, petrol. Why?
That one looks worth our money, though. Word. Mm-hmm. Where's it? Local?
Don't know.
Damn, but yeah, how was you last week, man?
It was decent. I went DBE.
Okay, come on. What's the song? LOVE.
Yeah, I went to
sing that.
Huh?
They sing that. Love. LOVE.
I'm not gonna lie.
I saw Sench turned up.
I didn't go to that one.
Bears?
They did 4 days, bro.
Sold out each one?
Yes. They actually, like, I think they're actually the biggest.
Bro, LB's got a blue and a pink Lambo for no reason.
I thought one of them is the younger.
Nope, they both belong to LB.
Bro, I'm not gonna, I think I saw it, you know. I think I saw one guy driving it at 02.
It's probably his boy, I don't know. I saw a snap and was like, bro, you got two Lambos, why? He's like, why not, innit?
No, bro, he's bad at performing though, but. No, yeah, LB's bad. I think he lip-synced the whole thing. I swear down. On my day's show.
Allegedly.
No. I think he lip-synced the whole thing, bro. Bro, like, he was on stage, he left, came back on, left, came back on. Like, bro, he kept coming and going, bro. I don't know what he was doing.
But was it a good show overall?
Yeah, DB was a good show. DB was a good show. I think I would have preferred to go to the first day where they had Young Bane and Central C.
Young Bane came out?
Yes, bro.
What, so they performed Any Minute Now? a tape.
They performed something, bro.
Wow. Yeah, that's the only song. That's the only song they have.
That's tape, bro.
Yeah, tape.
But yeah, they definitely performed something. I think it was
I Love You.
Yes. Yeah, so they performed that.
Listen to that tape again.
What?
Need to listen to that tape again.
Bro, it's hard. It's cold. Now, I'm not going to lie, you know. DB's actually cold.
They're actually cold.
Like,
I think they just released too much.
Too many, yeah.
And the stuff they release is too many songs.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the new album, people are struggling to say the words. I would add you at the concert I went to.
So they performed a new album. That's crazy.
Yeah, but like, they will still do the old bangers. It's like, yo, everyone is turned. But what I didn't realize is that I've never gone to the O2 and it's not a black artist. Sorry, an African artist.
Okay.
Sorry. Because the crowd, I was seeing a lot of Caucasians.
Of course.
I'm not used to that, do you know what I mean? I've never
been...
Both. Caucasian. I'm not gonna lie, I was in seated for the first time in my life, yeah. The whole place looked Caucasian, bro. I swear to God, bro. The whole floor. And I've never looked from there, so it was just mad what you see in it. I would never go standing again.
You had good seats.
Yeah, standing. I'm not gonna lie, standing's not a vibe compared to seeing.
Well, you see it for a long time.
I didn't sit down once.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't stand up for the first bit.
No, I mean like the standing part.
Yeah.
Is not it? I'll be real. Seating, the seated section, you see everything, bro.
Yeah.
Like where standing is like you're actually just like.
There's a man behind you.
Yeah, you're standing up and like.
You can see the whole atmosphere.
Not standing up, sorry, but you're just like. Like you're bumping into people, like yeah, you're not comfy.
Yeah.
Whereas in seated, you're comfy, bro. I'm not gonna lie. So, yeah, I don't think unless it's like a I don't even know, like an artist that I want to like let's say I'm going with Bear Man, then I'll go standing. But other than that, seated is the way forward. Still, seated is the way forward. I'm not gonna lie. I actually enjoyed it. Still.
What's the next concert?
My next concert is Neo. My next course is Neo, and then after that, we'll go Shits and Gigs, innit?
Yeah, Shits and Gigs is my next one.
I know Bryson Tiller's coming, but I'm not grabbing the tickets for that. I think it's probably sold out anyways.
I can't even make that one. Oh, mate. That's not even an O2, is
it? I think it's like O2 Brixton, maybe.
Is that like a 5K capacity?
Yeah, like maybe O2 Brixton or O2 Academy. OVO or something, yeah. Something like that, I don't even know.
You could easily do, what, 10, 15?
I think you can do the O2, I'm not going to lie.
Sell out?
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Bryson Tiller's been about for time. Like, I would even buy it. Like, if an opportunity was there, just buy it, £50. I'll just go.
Yeah, he'll sell out the O2. Easy.
He'll sell out the O2, I'm not gonna lie.
Who's got more bangers? Tiller or Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber. They're not in the same Justin league, Bieber, bro.
Yeah. Is it obvious?
Very obvious. They're not in the same league, bro.
Yeah, Justin Bieber's like...
Drake.
Yes, he is. Justin Bieber can talk to Drake. Drake's bigger, but Justin Bieber can talk to Drake. Drake's clear of him. Drake's on what level? Drake's clear of him. Drake's on what level? Like this is the table I'm talking about. Ed Sheeran, Drake, Justin Bieber, that's the table, bro.
Adele, like these people are at the same table, bro. Justin Bieber's there, bro.
Justin Bieber's 100% there.
Like no chance. Okay,
at the table, yes, but Drake is still...
No, Drake is obviously number one. Like, yeah.
It's not close to number two either.
Yeah, it's not, but...
But he's still at the table, bro.
100%.
Like Justin Bieber's huge. Especially when he came out as well. I'm not gonna lie. I watched one TikTok here. And one girl was like, the way we used to treat Justin Bieber was so bad. Like, he was just trying to be a singer and he was a small boy or whatever and people just used to boy him. Because even when I was young, when he first came out, yeah, it weren't cool to listen to Justin Bieber. But he was cold.
All right. Who's got more bangers? Justin Bieber or Chris Brown?
Justin Bieber.
Are you sure?
Yeah, bro. Yo, I don't think you understand.
That one there,
I don't think you understand how, like, mainstream Justin Bieber is.
Yeah, but like, it's not about, I'm talking about bangers. I said banger for banger in a versus, that would be tough.
In a versus, that's different.
It's still banger for banger, bro.
No, Justin Bieber still wins, I'm sorry.
That one there, there's a competition. You can talk. We can talk. But then again, it's like, if you ask me Usher and Chris Brown, Usher's winning that. Like, he's smoking with Chris Brown.
Smoking is crazy.
No, I'm telling you, smoking.
But you're a heavy Usher fan.
So. No. But I'm telling you this for a reason.
I don't think so.
Do you remember that 10v10 that they did on tour at that time, back in the day? During quarantine. He smoked him, bro. I'm not going to lie. And they did a bad Usher set. Bro, Usher will smoke Chris Brown. But Chris Brown's a bigger.
He is.
He's bigger. But Usher will smoke him. But I think Chris Brown, Justin Bieber, it's a competition still. You can talk.
I think Drake will deal with Usher. I can't lie to you. Banger. Drake will deal with Usher.
Drake's dealing with everybody, bro. And I'm an Usher fan.
He's dealing with everybody.
Who is he not?
Well,
Michael Jackson's dead.
That's got nothing to do with it, though.
No, it does.
The catalogue, bro. It's about death.
Oh, then Michael Jackson smoking Drake.
No, he's not. I would say smoking.
What?
Smoking is too much.
Do you know who Michael Jackson is?
Yes, bro. Smoking is not the right term.
Bro, Michael Jackson's in his league of his own, bro. He's in the same league as... No, he's in the league. No. Nah. Ignore what I'm about to say. But yeah, Michael Jackson's in the league of his own. Then there's another league with other artists and an artist that now shall not be named in it.
Drake's like, what, one number one behind Michael Jackson?
Bro, Michael Jackson's smoking him.
He's
smoking him. Just because of nostalgia as well, bro. Michael Jackson's actually the king. Pause. But he's the king.
That's not even a pause.
How is that a pause?
It's not.
For me to call another man the king is crazy.
It'd be like a...
Like, Charles is the king of England, but that's Charles. That's not King Charles. That's Charles.
Michael Jackson would be like a 2-1 90th minute.
No chance.
It's not like a 4-0. No chance.
But I'm not gonna lie to you, bro.
It's not a 4-0.
Drake might wave his white flag, bro. He doesn't know. No, he doesn't beef anymore.
Man.
Drake can't talk to Michael Jackson.
He can.
No, he actually can't.
He definitely can. Come on.
Of like what they've put out, Drake could. But like obviously if we're talking about legacy, I think we were clouded by legacy, like Michael Jackson's legacy is way bigger than what Drake could ever be, but in terms of like, okay, this song versus this song, Drake wins.
I can't
lie. I ain't gonna lie now.
Nah, he wins though.
Did he win?
Drake wins, yes.
Oh no, he wouldn't.
Drake wins.
Oh, you're crazy.
Come on, you're forgetting.
Drake wins.
Drake's song could come up anywhere on the globe.
Except
for Michael Jackson, but that's why it's tight.
You know I'm bad. That already would, like, there's nothing Drake can put
name
out.
Nine other bangers by Michael Jackson.
Probably couldn't.
You know what's crazy though? I can't name five songs of a lot of artists.
Why not?
I just don't have the memory for it.
You could, man.
Like, Michael Jackson. even Usher right now, I swear.
Name five bangers from Usher.
I swear to
you're
God.
You're a liar. You're a liar.
I cool. You got it.
You're trying not to remember.
On God.
You're trying not to remember.
Bro, I've always had an issue. I can't name five of our songs from a lot of artists. Okay, Usher Burn. Usher, Bad. I think it's Bad. Bad is one. So Burn, Bad. Usher, oh my God. This is what I'm saying. I actually struggle to name songs, bro. I can't name you five songs of anybody.
Bad's not a song.
Maybe Ashake. Huh?
Not on Spotify. Bad's not a song.
You got it, Bad.
Okay. You got it, Bad. That's the name.
Sorry, that's one. Usher. Superstar.
Okay, that's three.
But you see, like, I'm struggling, but I can sing all of his songs. Usher.
Said you can't name five.
Bro, I can't name five songs of a lot of people. Usher, it's just the pressure. I don't even know. Usher. Superstar. I already named Superstar.
Even I can name more songs, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you, it's actually just my... I just don't know how to do it. It's the pressure. I can name maybe five... No, Michael Jackson would even be tough as well. I said Bad. What else? Smooth Criminal.
Bad, Michael Jackson.
Yeah. You know I'm bad. I'm really, really bad.
It's definitely not called Bad, but calm in it.
Bad. You know.
Ooh! Bears. I'm wrong. You got me.
Yeah, 2-4-4, isn't it?
Bears.
But yeah, like, I actually can't name their songs, but if it comes on, boom, singing it.
But you can name five Ashake songs, 100%.
Ashake is the one that I feel like
even
I
can. Burna Boy.
Burna Boy, I will struggle, I'm not gonna lie.
What?
I swear down. Bro, Ashake, I think, is the only one. Lonely at the Top, Remember, Joa.
This should be flying.
But
flying.
You know what I mean? Like,
Friends of the Pastor Juice, please.
I would do.
Just wonder.
Have you even poured your.
I have.
Oh.
I would do.
You gonna catch it?
Or? Yes, bro.
I would do.
Yep. Are you that catch
was
it?
Bad, that throw was bad.
Where did it go?
Yeah,
where did
it go? There. Where did
it went right.
I thought it was gonna come right here.
It was mad low, like.
Bro, I've only named four songs, bro.
That's bad.
But like, I'll get a fifth song if I really needed to, innit? But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if anyone else is like that. Like, I just no. In fact, I don't know. I just can't do it. Like, if I ask you to name five. Drake songs.
Done, bro. I can name five Drake songs.
I can name
20. Exactly. I can't even name 20, but
I can name a lot.
I swear to the first Drake song that comes to mind is God's Plan.
God's Plan, Over, Headlines, Fireworks,
Jumpman. You can probably say any word and it'll probably be a Drake song.
Word.
Bro, on God, I actually can't name more than God's Plan. You know I've not heard any of those songs other than God's Plan.
Over, Headlines.
Bro, on God, I've not
Fireworks.
On God.
What else did I name?
Take a shot for me. I heard that one. It came up on my Spotify. Shot for me. I don't know. Bro, on God, I just don't know. Wow. I don't know naming songs. Ashaka, I'm not gonna. I'm struggling to pick up the fifth.
I don't know Drake songs. But you know, like the controller.
Like, bro, if it starts playing,
you hear it.
There's like a 60% chance I can sing it if it's a Drake song. No, 50%. Because yeah, his catalog is actually mad. Do you know what I mean? So there's gonna be songs that I just wouldn't.
Marvin's Room.
Yeah, I know that one.
Take Care. Rihanna as well.
No.
You know Take Care.
Come on, man.
Bro, like, as I said, if it plays, I probably know it, but on God, I don't know what Take Care is. How does it go? Like, Take Care. No chance. Mm-hmm. You said Rihanna's in it?
Yeah.
Someone else.
Oh, I know it. I know it. Way. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, the humming was gonna go off. I'm not gonna lie. If you left me that,
that's why I started bringing lyrics, bro.
No, to be honest, I was actually gone. I had no clue what I was going to after that.
With your favourite artist, you should be able to name like five. Who's your favourite artist, Penzo? Right now.
My favourite artist. I say Paul Paper.
Exactly, you can name five easy. Even nine, you can name five.
Yeah, I could easily name nine, bro.
Oh, God, I can't name five. I can't name one.
One what?
Paul Paper song. No, Real Back and Down because I just played it because I played the album.
Paul That's Paper, the only I don't song. Know the name of the song still.
Wait, do you say who else do you say? Nines.
Yeah.
That should be easier for both of you.
It's Crop Circle 1. Crop Circle is that, 2 is another.
Is that a song?
Is that a song?
Is it Crop Circle a song?
I don't think it's the name of the album, but I'm sure there's a song on the album called Crop Circle.
I don't think it is.
You're lying.
It's not a song.
Bro, on God, I actually just can't name songs. I just know them.
Niggas in Charge. Hear Me Out. One foot in the
song? Yeah, one foot in and one foot out.
Oh, why didn't it ring a ling?
Bro, do you know what I mean? Nah, I saw. Oh, no, there's one he'd released on this one. Married to the game, I do. You're violent. Oh, what? It's not Married to the Game, is it?
That's Future.
Future, you know. I can't name one Future song. Other than Wait For You.
Married to the Game, Wait For You, March Madness, Over.
But I've tried to get into the American bag, you know. I'm just trying to, like, I just need to diversify this year, man.
I'm trying to listen to Gunna a bit more, man. I never took him in before.
Hey, Gunna's hard.
Sorry, I didn't
pull Apple juice. No, it wasn't your fault, innit? But like, oh my God, what is that? Oh my days. But yeah. I think I can name maybe... No, Gabzy, I would even struggle, you know. Gabzy songs. Five Gabzy songs.
Don't say that. What's that song called?
Hear Me Out, I think.
I haven't listened to Gabzy since that song.
For Nothing?
Yeah.
Nothing's crazy.
I haven't listened to them since that song.
Bro, on God, I can't name five. What? No, For Nothing. Bro, Hear Me Out.
The thing is, I can name songs, yeah, but I'm so bad with lyrics.
Same.
I'm like, sick with lyrics. So bad. It's embarrassing. I can listen to a song 100 times over, and I can't tell you the lyrics.
That's true.
I don't know songs, bro. I wish I knew the name. Like, bro, I can't name 5 Gabzy songs. I can't name more than the 2 that you said. For Nothing and...
Hit Me Out.
And Hit Me Out could even be wrong. Girl, just hear me out. Yeah, no, it's Hit Me Out. Bro, I don't know what it is. I just can't do it. Bro, Skin Like Chocolate, Akola Cool.
That song's cold.
Bro, like... To be fair, he actually has a lot of songs that he needs to release. But yeah, I actually just can't name songs. I don't know why.
Can't name 5 Justin Bieber songs? Yeah. Never Say Never, Love Yourself. What Do You Mean? Mistletoe, One Time.
Like all the songs you just named are like actual bangers.
Exactly.
So that's what I'm saying.
And you think Drake won't struggle in a 10v10?
Wait. Who did we say would win?
I don't think we said who would win, but it's definitely.
No, you said they're at the same table. They can talk to each other.
Oh, for sure they can.
Yeah, they can.
Drake
could win though, 100%. Like convincingly, I think he'd win.
No.
But the thing is, Drake don't have like
bangers,
like commercial bangers like Justin Bieber has.
God's plan.
And name another one. No, name another one.
It doesn't have to be about years ago.
Name another one.
Justin Bieber actually has bangers. That's the thing. That's the difference between commercial
bangers.
Take Care of Rihanna. That's a commercial.
No. Songs that are repeatedly played on the radio. The only ones that come to my mind is God's Plan, One Dance.
Yes.
I ain't a one dance.
What was that other song he did? Left Foot Slide. That song. Toosie Slide. Stuff like that. But Justin Bieber, every song you just named. You can't remember it, so it doesn't count. You can't remember it. There we go. It's okay, man. It's okay. Just proving the point. That's it. That's why Justin Bieber would win.
It doesn't have to be commercial, bro. Because all his fans know the song. From Time, Pound Cake.
Yeah, but for banger, dude.
It can still compete, but it's just like...
Jumpman.
The one that...
Jumpman.
Oh, Jumpman.
Jumpman. What? Diamonds Dancing. Future.
What's the song that he did with the... Shoot.
Was that him?
I don't even know.
He did the song with him, no? The Jump Boy J-Block or something. Jump. You don't know what I'm talking about?
Are you sure that was Drake?
Drake did it with him. The shoot. I remember. I swear that...
No, it's not too slide.
J-Boy, John Block.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
What's it called?
Oh, hold on.
Man said you're going to go on all this. Drake can jump. Oh, what's his name, bro?
It was a single, wasn't it?
Yeah. Drake and Jump.
I remember still.
J-Block, Joe Block. I don't even know, bro. Look Alive. Yeah, now the one shall we drive. Look alive. Look from this side. Now they bro, you know what I mean? Block Boy JB. Yeah. I was saying everything, but not Block Boy.
Back to back. Meek this. Oh, come on.
Nah, Meek can't talk to Drake, though.
No chance.
No chance. He's a small boy still.
Who's Meek's talking to? I don't know who Meek's talking to still, man.
Lil Baby, maybe.
No, he's not.
No, that's true. He's even losing to Lil Baby.
He's not talking to Lil Baby.
Do you know something that I was never on before, but now, like, I'm not gonna lie, like, Gunna's better than Lil Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Gunna's better than Lil Baby.
And I don't even listen
to him. He is right now.
No, he is right now.
He didn't always used to be.
I was always Lil Baby, but then now that I've looked back at it, it's like, Gunna's better than Lil Baby.
No, Old Baby was hard, but now he's just...
He's trash.
He's actually trash. I can't even lie to you.
He's trash.
But Gunna's hard, huh?
Pop Star, DJ Khaled and Drake. That's a commercial song. Come on.
I don't even know how that goes.
I know it was a banger, but I can't remember.
Can I? First few seconds?
Not into the mic.
You've heard that song, though.
I heard 2 seconds of it. Just skip to, like, the middle.
Yeah. No, that's not commercial.
Yeah, that's not commercial.
Turn it off.
God, you man don't know Drake.
That's not commercial.
Life is Good, Future and Drake. That's 100% commercial.
That's a hard song, but it's not commercial.
That's a hard song.
It's not.
You've never heard that on the radio.
I can't even remember how it goes. This Justin Bieber's ones. He has Baby, that song.
Yeah.
Babe. Oh, you see, I can't name that. I couldn't even name that.
Yeah.
Where Are You Now?
Bro, all of his songs from when he was 12 or whatever.
All of those
are coercive.
And even now, he's still popping, bro. Yeah, he is, man. Popping. Yes. Popping. That song he did with...
Bro, he has 76 million monthly listeners. Drake has 85 fairs.
Fairs?
There we go, that's more.
No, no, bro, we always said Drake is a bigger artist. All right. Drake's bigger. But Justin Bieber can talk to Drake. For sure.
He's losing. Rich baby daddy.
Chris Brown. That's what I'm saying. Justin Bieber. Chris Brown's got 49 million. How much would Usher have then? Usher was probably smaller than Chris Brown.
35, 30, 25 maybe.
38, bro.
Yeah, man.
Do you know what I mean? But like, these guys are big time hitters still. Oh my God. Sorry. Do you know Sorry?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Is it allowed to say sorry? Hello?
And you're telling me that he can't talk to Drake for bangers for bangers, bro?
No, it's not. It's
you're crazy.
He's losing.
You're actually crazy.
Off of one album.
Bro, all his songs are billions. Billion streams.
All Drake needs is one album.
No, that's not true. Because he released something and it was all right.
Whether it's nothing, right. It's the same, Take Care of Views, or even More Life. Any of those albums you can use against Justin Bieber still, be real.
That's not true.
Mate. Hey, started from the bottom.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Just hold on, we're going out. Drake.
No, I don't.
Respect him.
Dude, so I never really listened to Drake when I was younger.
Don't think it's only as a grown up.
Yeah, neither did I.
I never really listened to him. Right, I'm actually getting better emails. What's going on? But yeah, like, I don't know. Who would you say, who would you do as a
UK Hotline Bling is commercial.
Yeah.
Very commercial.
Oh, I actually deep that. This guy's actually a Drake fan, so he actually has to back him still. I'm glad that none of you have brought up this leak thing though.
But you did.
Yeah, exactly. I was waiting for someone to do it.
But I'm glad that none of you did, innit?
Nah, man. I thought it was fake.
I thought it was fake as well. But then I don't think he actually admitted it. I think that was a fake.
I saw something in the story, but that could be fake as well.
I think that was fake. I think they
what said did he fake. Say on the story?
He wasn't hiding from his peace from the world, he was hiding the world from his peace.
That's what he posted.
Mm.
It's definitely
It was fake.
I was going to say. Ain't no way his PR team is going to say
it's
that.
It's definitely fake.
But no, that's crazy still. And I think like, it's the fact that I think he sent it. He must have sent it to a girl or something like
for
that.
Sure.
And it got leaked somehow.
But he's an idiot. Why would you do that? Like,
I said the same thing.
I don't get it. Like, you're actually Drake. Or like,
actually Drake.
You actually can't do that.
You actually don't need to either. Like,
bro, oh God, you don't.
Get her to come over to your... Like, bro, it's just...
Tell us, come yours, innit?
Like, literally book her whatever you want to... Book her a private jet to come over. Like,
what's actually the point?
Oh, man. What a silly guy.
You know, I think that, like, when artists get to a certain point in terms of popularity, that no one can call them crap.
In terms of what?
For example, Justin Bieber, like... You can't call him crap. I'm sorry.
Crap at what though? At music, making music.
At the art of making, you can't call him crap. You can't call Drake crap.
You can't call Taylor Swift crap.
You can't call Ed Sheeran crap or Adele crap.
But though, all those guys are not crap though. There's people that.
Who's that big and you can call crap? No one.
No baby.
He's not that big.
He's big, but he's not.
He's not
crap.
Their level. He's not at that.
He's not their level.
To be at that level, you have to be at the best. So that's why you can't. Yeah. Like, you can't say. It's the same like football. You can't say Cristiano's crap.
Exactly, it's true.
Like, when you lot were saying it for Man United that he's crap, he's not crap, bro.
He was playing crap at the time.
He's not crap right now, but at the same time, like...
I say he got the most goals in the calendar year.
Doesn't matter. Let's see if he gets picked for the Euros team this summer, but we'll see.
What?
Let's see if he start. Do you think he'll start?
Bro.
There's no way he can start.
Who's a better striker then?
For Portugal, fair enough, he might start.
PSG.
He's not even good enough. He doesn't even start for them.
PSG, bro, no, they got Colomwani, that's why.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't want to talk about PSG, bro, but they fell off. Imagine having Mbappe, Neymar, Messi as your front three.
It was too much stardom.
I know you're seeing three unknowns.
It's too much stardom.
I saw three unknowns on
that. Who was the gaffer at that time? That Christoph Galtier.
Pochettino.
Yeah, it was Pochettino that was my
name. Oh, the Galtier guy, I think.
But yeah, for artists, like, you actually have to maintain it to not be called crap. Like,
yeah.
You could put out a crap project like Drake has done.
What crap project?
Don't say the house one, please don't.
I haven't even listened to it.
That's what we're talking about.
That's not crap, man. Come on. Give it a chance, bro.
No,
I haven't listened
to it. You ain't even given it a chance. You're calling it crap. That don't even make sense in itself.
But I don't listen to Drake for that, though.
Yeah.
So you're calling it crap without listening to it?
I'm all calling it crap.
Do you listen to Drake for House?
I listen to House.
To all things Drake. So yes, that included, yeah.
But no, I would, like, if you said it's a House thing, I don't even listen to House.
It's experimental, though.
Nah.
But it's like...
So you're meant to experiment when you're young.
He's not old.
How old is Drake now?
35.
He's not old. Yeah. Drake is
35. 36 max. You can't
cheat me. Yo, you could actually fall off this episode. You start 2 for 2.
He's 37.
2 for 5.
Oh, bro, like, that's not old.
It's touching 40, bro.
That's not old, man.
It's touching 40, bro. Old. It's touching 40.
That's old, bro.
It's not old.
It's not old for Drake because he could keep doing the same type of music.
And he didn't make it at 37 either. He made it years ago.
No, but he's old.
It's like 2 years ago, bro.
35, there we go. So I was right.
Doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Wait. Where is it?
My nose is still stuffy.
Yeah, 2 years ago. 35 when you made that album. Come on.
Either way, like, as I said, like, you just have to get to that level to not be called crap.
That's what I'm saying.
You actually have to keep maintaining it for years, bro. Like
Kanye as well, to be fair.
Yeah, you can't call Kanye crap. You can't. You actually can't. He's done too much work.
Yeah.
And I was never a Kanye fan. I'm not even a Kanye fan now. I don't listen to him. Never have.
I'm trying to think of someone that's that big that he's the closest.
That's just a little baby because he's actually big, but like...
No, but he's just not at the table.
Obviously, he's not at their man's table, but... Like, I never really listened to Rick Ross.
He's definitely not at their table.
Not, do you say?
Nah.
I think he was at like a point.
Little baby.
No. I think he was at a point. Rick Ross. No, I think he was still. Like he was actually one of them bosses. Like back.
Yeah,
in the
he was
day.
A boss.
Doesn't matter.
Business wise,
he's literally
no, music wise, bro.
He's literally at the same table with Meek Mill.
Literally.
I mean, yeah, because they work together. But I think they're both from Philly as well. If you look from America, where would you want to be from?
We'd be from Atlanta. Let's be real.
Who's we?
We'd be from Atlanta.
You think?
Yeah.
Look
at what
you're saying, Atlanta.
Atlanta.
Because of Lil Baby. Lil Baby should
be
this guy. Chill.
This guy said we'd be from Atlanta. Atlanta.
You'd just be from there because, like, it's just where.
I thought we'd be from New York, you know.
No, we wouldn't.
I think we'd be from New York.
I think Atlanta's the most London like state there.
No, I think
New York is.
That's why I said New York.
In terms of the people.
Yes.
I think everything
New York
the way we
is
talk,
a
the way
similar.
We dress,
New York is similar to London.
The way they dress is the same way we dress.
I swear.
Ish, yeah. Obviously, it's Americanized, but.
And Atlanta's different.
Yeah, Atlanta's like countryside, bro.
Yeah.
Countryside?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I suppose they're South.
They're country folk, innit? Country folk, yeah.
Look at the way he's talking.
That's how they speak, bro. Have you not heard that? Have you not heard it, bro? Like, that's how they speak. But I'm saying we'd be from there because it's like, I swear a lot of, like, black people are.
A lot of black people are in Texas, though.
And where?
Texas.
Yes. Like, again, another,
Nigerians,
like, countries. That's another country-ish
that's
place.
South. That's the South.
Yeah, Texas, Atlanta, New York as well, probably.
I think of New York. I think
it's the same way, like, people from London, like, there's black people in London, but there's also, like, a huge number of black people in, like, Birmingham.
Ireland.
Yeah, Ireland, Manchester, all these places, innit? But, yeah.
You know, a lot of people in Ireland. Yeah. Apparently, Ireland's like America.
What?
Like their roads and stuff like that.
Their roads.
Okay, cool. When my mom travels, yeah, she looks at the roads, innit?
Mm.
America's roads are very wide.
Yeah.
Whereas London, the roads are very narrow.
Yeah.
Apparently, Ireland roads is very wide as well. Like, Ireland is like, their houses Ferris. As well. Do you know what I mean? This is just something she does, innit?
Ferris. Maybe it's because there's like, I don't know, maybe there's a lot of like land and a lot of country.
I think London's actually so meaty.
You wouldn't say that if you weren't from London. Because people that are not from London dream of being in London.
I don't think they do.
They do. You not ever see on TikTok when like people are posting like London lifestyle and you go in the comments like, oh, it's my dream to live in London. You're just like, bro, like you live in London and you're just like...
You're used to, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
What life are we living?
Bro, when you go live in another place, like I can't even lie to you, even when we were up in Leicester, if you want to bleep it out, bro, that place was so foreign.
Did this guy say if you want to bleep it out?
I don't know why.
So. I don't know. But anyway, that place was so foreign to me. It was just crazy.
You're crazy. I settled in like a...
Nah, that place was
foreign.
So foreign. I'm telling you.
How many blacks were there, bro?
It doesn't matter.
Bro, it was crazy. I literally miss Leicester.
Nah.
Bro, I lived in... Bro, you lot got deeper. I lived in Leicester by myself for my last year. Leicester was home, bro.
The thing is,
Leicester, I felt sad moving out.
It's not a bad place, but it felt foreign, 100%.
No.
No, it felt foreign,
100%. Like, there's bare stuff you can do. Like, London is like... You have to go uptown.
Yeah.
You have to go uptown to do something. Whereas in Leicester, you could just go around the corner, there's something.
That was it. That was it. Everything you could do was in that one high street.
High cross.
Yeah, that was the only place you could go to.
You know what it is though? Because what? I was doing Uber in Leicester, yeah. There's a lot to Leicester. There's different parts of Leicester. Obviously, High Cross is the main part. That's like central.
Deep it.
That's, how can that be their central?
Bro? That's like the size of freaking like next to Heathrow. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm saying. That's their central, and everyone else is just freaking. I don't even know what it was. No,
but there's different. There's multiple shopping centers. Like,
no, I don't think there was.
No, there is. No. I'm telling you, there is.
It probably is. Isn't it?
Have you been to Foss Park?
No, but I've heard of it.
Oh,
That's a shopping place as well.
You have.
That's dead.
You used to work near there, bro.
Exactly, and it was dead. That's what shops are there?
It's a retail park.
Exactly, no one would go there. Like, if you're going to take someone out, you'd only go.
But, like,
to
there
you
were still good shops in like Leicester.
It was decent.
Like, you could actually function in Leicester, bro.
I could, and I had no problem with that. But it was just the fact that it was just really for even the people there. I just didn't get it.
What did you get?
Just the normal, not even the uni students. Just the normal people there.
I didn't really see normal people, you know.
It's just weird. I didn't get it.
We didn't notice them.
Yeah, I actually just didn't take notice of people.
I think I was just I'm kind of used to how like London is kind of like, you know, when you go out like on a night out in London and just like loud people, packed stations, da, 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 da. I'm kind of used to that. Leicester was just so sparse and just so I just wasn't used to it. It was just so foreign for me. You know,
it was actually kind of quiet.
Yeah, it was just too quiet. It was just too quiet for me.
So more or less, High Cross is their uptown.
Which is sad to say.
I want to say yes, because I just can't give you another answer. But I'm going to say yes.
But to be honest, High Cross was...
High Cross had everything,
It did have a lot of stuff, though.
Like, if you wanted to get quick drip, you can go to Flannels.
Yeah, it did have everything.
Did have Flannels, to be fair.
If you wanted to get quick, cheap drip, there was everything there. I don't know if there was a Zara though. No. But then again, I wasn't a Zara boy back then, so I don't know if there was Zara.
There must have been
there
Zara.
There was a Zara.
There must have been Zara. Inside the shopping mall. There must have been. Like
it was inside.
Yeah. In terms of like shopping, there was a lot of stuff there. And like if you wanted to go shisha, there was a shisha spot.
There's
if you wanted
shisha. To go,
it's about the quality though, but yeah, it's still there, do you know what I'm saying? But yeah.
And there was multiple. That's the crazy thing. There was multiple shisha spots as well.
There was.
Like London is not this. I don't know. London, like, there's not a lot of there's not a lot of shisha spots they can go to and just chill.
I think there is.
There is.
Especially in North.
There's a bit. That's London still, exactly. There's an abundance. There's actually just an abundance of places
Leicester,
you can go to.
If it wasn't a uni city, it'd be dead.
Yeah, like, bro, you could actually spend a whole year in Leicester.
No, that's not true.
It would be.
Because what's that club in High Cross?
Blueprint.
No, the white, the Caucasian one.
Moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People, like, when I went to work in my first job, people spoke to me about Moss. Mosh.
Oh, Mosh. Yeah, Mosh.
I said Moss.
I ain't been there so long, man. Come on.
We went there once.
Oh, yeah.
We only went there once.
Oh, when the security are moving a bit mad.
Yeah, bro.
Bro, come on. If that wasn't a uni city, come on.
No, but, like, for people to talk to me about it at work, that's how you know it's like a.
They didn't go to the one in Leicester though, did they?
They talked to me about Leicester, bro.
Oh, first.
It was Leicester. Yeah,
for their demographic, they would have found it lit, but we wouldn't have.
No, but there's a black club there as well now.
Where?
No. What? You know where there.
Oh, it was a new one.
Uncle T opened it.
I swear.
Yeah. Well, like first. He works. I don't know. He manages or something. I don't know, you know. But yeah, like there's a club there still. But again, we're not in the uni scene anymore, so I don't know what's there.
What, did we even explore Leicester like that? Like most really. Of those restaurants in High Cross, I didn't go to them.
But if that's what I was about to say, if you spend...
And like then the ones opposite your house, in second year, there was a seafood spot there.
What? Yeah, exactly, yeah, there was.
Bro. There was a seafood spot. There was literally a seafood spot, bro.
But if you could spend... let's say throughout the whole year, like you, every weekend you went out to find a new place. Within that year, you could have explored everything there is to do.
Within like 3 months.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you're comparing Leicester and London. Leicester's obviously smaller.
True.
I don't know. Leicester just felt like home to me. I'm not gonna lie. Like
maybe because you're there for a long time.
There for longer, exactly.
Yeah, like it's just a uni city to me, but it's not at the same time because it's actually once you leave our area, there's a whole bunch of Leicester that we just never saw. Obviously, because I did Uber, that's why I saw Leicester.
I enjoyed it, but yeah, it was just fun to me.
First year, or second year.
I enjoyed everything.
First year,
I won't even lie to you.
First year was probably the best for parties. In fact, definitely was the best. For parties.
Of course, it was the best.
Second year was calm. It was lockdown though, so there wasn't much going on.
I just still enjoyed it though. Like you regret like wishing it away. Sort of thing because I kind of wished it away I think in my third year because we kept on saying oh we can't wait for this to be done because of exams and stuff yeah, but like the whole freedom of living away from yard having your own space like I'm not gonna lie that's the one thing I missed till today bro like having my own space.
I preferred London I'm not gonna lie
yeah I did prefer
it.
No, I only prefer London because it was more convenient in every sense of the word like money wise food wise,
oh, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it was just much more convenient. But in terms of having your own space, then yeah, Leicester definitely was more of a vibe.
Leicester was just my vibe, bro. I just, like, I was just enjoying my life.
Well, I wasn't even, well, we weren't even doing work in the second year.
Really? Exactly.
That was doing holiday,
uni
bro.
Work. Yeah.
They almost pulled my student finance, bro.
Yeah, no,
that's what I'm saying to you. Like, forget the student finance part, but like, we were just living. Like, we can't just live right now.
It's true.
We actually just can't live. Like, when we're in uni secondary, we were just living.
Like, we'd go to bed at like 4 a.m. because there was a 12 p.m. kickoff for the Prem. Wake up at like 11, 30, 12, watch the game.
We just didn't care.
Go out, come home, eat, party in the night, come back home, chill. Next day, same thing. Monday through Sunday.
And I just love it. I swear to God. Like, nah, but I'm telling you.
I had no bread those days, though, man. I had no.
And you were still happy, bro. That's the craziest thing.
My skin was actually crazy clear back then, you know. Now that I think about it, no stress.
No stress at all, bro. But now it's like, oh, there's so much to life now, man. I mean,
well, we had that job, then to remember.
Yeah.
We got fired.
That's what I'm saying. Like, second year just tainting my memory of Leicester because it was just at home. Then work, then obviously partying and stuff like that. I didn't even feel like I was a uni student anymore.
Yeah.
So I felt like I was living in Leicester. Like, no.
Detached, bro. That's 0% attendance for how many weeks?
I enjoyed it though, I'm not gonna lie. I would go back. Like, you know how people say they'll go back to secondary school? I would just go back to uni.
I would go back to uni, what? Bro.
You wouldn't go back to uni?
You prefer uni to secondary?
I would prefer uni to secondary school. The freedom of it.
The freedom
of it. 100%.
I think I'd...
Nah, nah.
I think I'll go back to secondary, for real.
No chance.
I think so.
Nah. You would go back to having to... Oh, nah, man. Waking up, whatever, like 6 a.m. or something like that. Having to attend every lesson.
Did you say... What did you say? You prefer...
Secondary, yeah.
God forbid.
Every lesson. No There's no free period, no nothing like that.
No, but like, you, man, it's not even about waking up early, bro. It's about living with your brethren. Like, you're at school.
Oh, you're talking about secondary.
But you're with all your bedrooms.
Yeah, but, like, I don't, the fact that a teacher can shout at me, and if I respond, it's like, I'm in trouble. Like, no, it don't sit right with me. Nobody in this life can shout at me and not get a response from me.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go back to secondary with the mindset now, though. You'd go back as a 12-year-old. So you wouldn't think like that.
Yeah, but as a 12-year-old, when I got to 14, 15, that's when I became, I'm not glad I think I'm the same.
You from cannot, 15?
Bro, from early, you can't shout at me.
Mm.
Like, I just don't respond well to being shouted at. Like, why are you shouting?
The only thing was, like, how can they refuse you to go to the toilet?
That yeah, like, no this, that sort of stuff, like, that will no never sense. Sit with me. Like now it's like I'm going to the toilet. I don't even need to tell anybody at work I'm going to the toilet.
Just pick it up.
Press that button. Like, I don't need to tell nobody. I'm going. I walk. I get up and I go. I lock my computer and I go.
Imagine if your manager's like, excuse me. Where are you?
What?
Bro.
You're in the toilet, bro. Like, I'll just look at you like, what? But at school, it's like...
Did they chat to you at work about how many like toilet breaks you have and that?
No, because I don't actually take toilet breaks like that. I won't even lie.
Yeah. What about you?
I'm from home, innit? Nah, everyone just does their own thing.
Everyone does their own thing as long as you get work done. That's the main thing in life. It's like, don't come and talk to me in my ear bare, like, if I'm getting my stuff done, which is why I like my work. They let me get my stuff done. Obviously, if there's stuff I need to do, they'll message me, and that's fine. Because, like, okay, cool, thank you for letting me know. And that's it. Like, but in school, like, when you're young, people just, they like to do too much dominance with you, and it's like, I don't really respond well to that.
Yeah. Why would you want to go back to the pressure of like GCSEs, A-levels, burn all of that.
Man didn't even feel pressure. That's the thing.
Bro, I didn't feel pressure at uni, bro.
Did I feel pressure at uni?
Like,
we didn't, bro. I literally missed exams
because
I
didn't feel pressure
at uni.
That was
first year, though. That was first year.
But like second year, like, I didn't really feel pressure. I'm not like... Like we had to do the exams. Like, we want to pass. Do you know what I mean? Pass, bro. Do you know what I mean? Like, we actually didn't care to get...
40%.
Do you know what I mean? We were actually like, let's pass. Third year, cool, fair enough. The pressure's there, but it's not pressure. Like, I think it's just like, what you want as your expectation is what you want to get. Do you know what I mean? That's it. The pressure's built on, put on yourself. You put it down on yourself. Other than that, it went that deep, in my opinion. I'm all like, yeah, uni all day, every day. And the fact that you can go clubbing. And I'm not trying to sound mad or anything, but like, you can link gal, you can talk to a gal, you have your own spot. Like, I'm not gonna lie, these are all factors, bro. Your own
spot is the main factor there.
Like, these are all things, like, you're old enough to do what you want, bro. Like, yeah, like, nah. Every day Secondary school was like, yeah, let's go link at the park. What? Or let's go to the centre. What? Let's go on the bus together. What? Like, man.
Outside.
Like, it's like, what? Like, all that is just dead, man. I would never go back. Like, even when I was in my old workplace, yeah, everybody said they would prefer to be the age they are now than younger.
Ooh.
Simply because they got more money, bro. Yeah, like, they can do what they want, bro. Like, like, I think it's... Maybe like when you get to like 40 plus is when you start feeling like, oh,
nah,
I miss the good old days.
I think older still. Oh, miss the good old days.
Yeah, but like, I think now that I look up 30-year-olds, 30 plus, it's like, they still do clubbing. They still like live life. They still go on holidays. So I don't really,
Well, the ones that ain't married.
Bro, it's like, what? So is marriage meant to be like a trap? Like, what?
The thing is, yeah, you look at, oh, I've forgotten his name. Poppy's boyfriend.
Who?
Poppy.
It's not Jack.
Is it Jack? No, it's not Jack. Jay.
Jay, yeah.
Oh my days. Jay, I'm thinking, who are you talking about?
Jay, Jack. Whenever he goes out, it's like, he comes back and it's like,
not like the comments.
You've left me with the kids. Like, you went clubbing, this, that, and the other. You came back late. I'm like, it's like, man, I've got to build up points
to go
of
out,
doing chores,
bro,
and looking after the kids to get a, like, a freebie to go out with the boys. I'm like, what? Because natties do the same thing. They're talking about, they do the dishes, they do the laundry, they do this, that, well, just to like keep their wife happy. It's like, build up points. I'm like,
it's called having a wife, bro.
Nah, that don't sound lit, though. Wife, bro. That don't sound lit, though.
Hey, man. It's called marriage, bro. We'll marry all.
So you're down for that, yeah?
Something for me down for is what's going to happen, isn't it? What's going to happen, bro? That's what I'm trying to say, yeah, bro. You hear the cliches of what happy wife, happy life. It's not like, it's a rule. It's a rule, isn't it? So if you don't want to follow it, then don't. You won't have a happy life.
But it was crazy, though. Do you know what's actually crazy? Like, a part of me is like, nah, like, I'm not on that. Oh, I have to make her happy so that my life is happy. Like, no, I'm not on that.
Don't know women, man.
Do you know what it is, though? Like, I still have some growing to do, innit?
Yeah, man.
Because, like, the sooner I, like, accept that, the better. But at the same time, it's like, no, I'm living my life, bro.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I don't know.
That I'm living my lifestyle or mentality.
No, but it's like, I'm not living so that, like, every time you're upset, oh, okay, cool, let me do what my wife wants, so then... I have peace. Like, no, that's not life, bro. I'm not doing that.
That literally is life. But that's not all there is to life, but that's
I just don't see how that's fair. Like,
no, but it's like, not like she won't do things to make you happy as well.
No, 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 but it's like, my life is not fine if my wife is not happy.
It's not that. It's not that.
No,
it's
no, no, no. That's literally what it is. No, you have to give her what she wants so that she's happy. That you are fine. I can't do that.
If she's not happy, she'll give you stress. So it's just better that you help her out with whatever she needs.
No, but it's the same thing with stuff like, oh, you get into an argument. Oh, she's upset. Even though, let's say she's in the wrong, she's upset though.
Yeah.
There's no peace until you be like, okay, baby, it's fine. Let's make up.
That's why they say your wife is always right. Because you...
That's a stretch.
Huh? Can't do that. That's no, they say that. They say that.
Because even if you win, they're not gonna treat you like you won, are you? Are they?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm not... I feel like maybe I'm just not at the maturity level.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, but like, there's levels. Like, I'll see...
You'll get to that stage where you do anything for peace.
It's true.
No, but like, I can't. I'll be real, yeah. I know this sounds mad childish, yeah. I'm very competitive. To me, that just sounds like a loss.
Who are you competing with?
No, bro, on God, it just sounds like a loss to me. I have to do what she wants so that she's fine, so that I'm fine. I have to put myself down, bro, so that she's fine.
It's not you versus her.
And that's what you're saying. No, you have the same yourself. Team.
No.
You don't have to put yourself
she
down.
She is upset. She's upset me. I'm in the right. Mm-hmm. But because she's not happy now, because she's upset, she doesn't maybe, I don't know, take accountability.
No, okay, you got a point there.
To me, it's like, I have to put myself, like, I have to swallow my, whatever it is that I'm upset so that she's fine. So then I'm now, like, there's peace now. That sounds like a loss to me, bro. I can't do that, man.
If they piss you off and you let them know about it,
they're upset
and you win the argument and you're a bit pissed off, they're now pissed off that you're pissed off.
I can't do
now that. They're pissed off. Now it's like, oh, now you got to calm down from being pissed off.
Yeah, so and then calm them down peace,
when they pissed you off in the first place.
Nah.
What?
Bro,
that's just mad, though.
It's just management, isn't it? It's management, bro.
That I just pray that one day, yeah, my patience level just goes to 100% or 1,000.
Yeah.
That, like, I just don't let anything bother me. Do you know what I mean? Because right now...
We'll get to that stage, bro. We'll get to that stage.
I don't see how that makes sense for me, bro. It doesn't make sense. Because it's the same way guys would be like, oh, yeah, you're going to let her talk to you like that.
That's different.
You see, when people say that sort of stuff, though,
that's a shit story, though.
It's a shit story, but like, that's just the facts.
It depends, though. Like, if your girl's actually disrespecting you, talking to you in a disrespectful way, that's different. That's completely different. That is completely different.
That's also subjective, though. That's the thing.
Nah,
there's certain guys here. Yeah, there's certain guys here. Yeah, like, their wife will say, "Oh yeah, like, go and do that." They'll firm it. They ain't got an issue with it. There's other guys that are like, "Go and do that." Am I your son? Did you get it?
The latter is right. The latter is right. Because the first
your
way,
opinion. That's my point.
No, it's not. In objectively, the first way that you said it was disrespectful.
Exactly.
Cool. Let's say, cool. You're playing the game, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With your boy in it, PS5. She's like, babe, I told you to go and wash dishes ages ago, babe. But how come you haven't washed it?
That's realistic.
That's fine though. The way she said it's fine, right?
If you didn't wash it the first time when she asked you,
yes. But it's fine, like, the way she said it's fine, right?
I mean, she has every right to start getting pissed off if you didn't.
But
do
the way
it.
She said it's fine, right?
Yeah, it could have been phrased. It could have been phrased better.
That was the calmest tone I've ever heard.
It could have been phrased better. Nah, I could.
What do you mean?
Better.
But let's say, yeah, that's how she said it. Yeah. Your boy's like, rise. You have to.
That's your ego, though.
No, but you see
that's
how guys
ego.
Are. You see,
that's your ego. Guys, bro.
Use me, yeah. You see me, yeah. If you sit next to me.
I'm like, what? Is that your story, bro?
This is it. Bro, that would just be like, oh. I'll just be like, just Snapchat quickly. Yo. You good, bro?
Oh, my.
Bro, like, man would just do that like that. Obviously, that's our age now, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Then it's just like, maybe I probably wouldn't even say anything. Because obviously, when I get older, maybe I just more sure in it. But right now, no chance. You're getting corned in it. But either way, like, for me, like, that whole happy life, I don't know. Man.
Like, I'm seeing certain guys, their wife is ill, and apparently, if you go out with the boys, when your wife is at home ill, you're kind of violating.
You are though.
Yeah, you are still.
You are, you are. If they're ill, so who's gonna be like at home?
Okay,
do you know what I mean?
I'm playing devil's advocate here. Mm. Cool. Runny nose, headache, she's sleeping. What? You can't go out?
No, like it just depends. When you said ill, like
I don't mean seriously ill. I mean, like,
but then again, if it's just like a cold, like why? Like
she's,
why wouldn't I be able to go out?
Bro, like, let's say she's got COVID.
If she's ill to the
kind of bad.
Yeah, but if she's ill to the point where like she's you go out with your boys, and your boys ask you, "Oh, how's your missus?" She's at home ill.
You're full of type of way.
Do you know what I'm saying? That sounds wrong. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you can say, "Oh, she's fine," but she's actually just at home, like with a cold, that's fine. But if
I didn't mean, yeah.
Like if she's bed bound, bro. Yeah, like, can't do anything, and you just left her. Like that's kind of deep.
Yeah.
So if you were ill,
yeah,
bed bound, and she went out,
violating still, 100%. Especially because women are supposed to be more maternal.
I feel like I've got to be more like, I'm not gonna lie, like, go on, sassy, bro. I feel like I actually got to be more like
private, innit?
No, I feel like I have to be more sassy, bro.
And what do you mean?
Like, if I'm ill. Like, no, you can't go out. Because if it's the other way around, you can't go out. So, yeah.
I'll just be like, yeah, I'll be like them. I'll be like, you're going to go out.
I'm just going to start being like them.
Say nothing. I'll just be like, Simple as that.
Because if it's the other way around,
yeah, sometimes you have to give them. Sometimes you have to give them the same treatment, 100%.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the only way they understand.
But in that situation?
Bro, I'm telling you right now, they're going to call us sassy for all of this, right?
Oh,
now.
That's a
fact. And you know what's crazy, though? Like, if it's the other way around, let me be honest here, cool. Forget, like, let's say she was upset with me that went out. Let's say, first time I'm ill, and she's at home and she wants to go out, yeah. Let's say it's a friend's birthday that she's been planning or whatever. I'll be like, yeah, cool, like, go in it. That's fine, I'll be cool. That's generally how I would move, yeah. But then on the flip side, if, like, it's the same thing, like, I've had an event I've been going to, and she's like, why are you going to go out? Then I feel like...
That's realistic as well.
That's kind of weird.
Because they're, like, more... fragile.
I just feel like I'm very understanding. I'm a guy. So I just need to be someone that's understanding. Simple as that.
It's true. It's true.
That's actually all it is at the end of the day. Like, yeah. I can't be someone that's unreasonable.
And someone that's considerate as well.
Yeah, like, simple as that, bro.
Yeah. Like, all this. Imagine getting married and doing tit for tat every weekend, bro.
No. I'm immature if I'm doing tit for tat, bro. At that age, come on, man. I can do tit for tat now, but. Not at the marriage age. Marriage is 30 plus.
Yeah, but there's still double standards in marriage, though, isn't
it? No.
There is, though. There actually is, though. No. There actually is.
At marriage, no.
That illness thing, there's definitely guys out there that are falling ill and their wife has gone out and then their wife has fallen ill and they've stayed at home. I'm telling you. Because of happy wife, happy life.
Yeah, no, but I would all this stuff, like, I would say it from the start, like, yo, like, all that stuff, like, I'm not doing that, like. Like, from the start, as in, like, before marriage, girlfriend, before all that. I say everything at the start, bro, so they know straight, like, this is what I don't play about with. Do you get me? That's what it is.
Yeah, but their minds change, though.
That's their business.
It's not, though. It's yours. Once you're married, it's actually your business, though. That's the thing.
But I wouldn't marry someone that's going to change or something that I have.
But you say that, but all girls do the thing where at the start, it's like, nah, I don't want nothing serious. I don't want nothing serious. 7 months later, well, you're not going to be your girlfriend. They all do it. It's true. Why would it change? You know what I mean?
It's true beings, man.
They all do it, bro. So... You know what I mean? How do you fight against that?
It all changed at the end of the day, you know?
Damn.
Get how you live in it.
Oh, I saw a TikTok where women were asking their husbands how much they earn. And bare of them didn't get defensive, but they were like, why have you got to know that?
I'm very happy that I saw a lot of guys saying why. Because I'm literally why. Like, why do you want to know? Like, I'm happy that I'm not weird. Because I used to think I was weird. But I said I wouldn't tell.
It's not weird. Because I didn't hear one good reason as to why she should know.
Yeah, I'm happy. Like, I've always said that the only way she'll know is if we need to buy a yard together. And then we need to put the numbers down or whatever.
Which is also realistic. So.
Yeah, so that's the only way she'll find out. Other than that, like, no.
So if she was like, listen, like, I just want to know what you're working with just because I'm your wife.
No.
You just say straight up no?
Yeah. It's none of your business. If we're not buying a yard, why do you want to know? Are you taken care of? Are you eating? Then get out of my face. You see, I took like this now, but I wouldn't say it like that. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I say it more in a nicer tone. But this is just a journey how I see it.
I feel like in relationships, guys just... they get the short end of the stick a lot of the time, you know? Like,
don't say that, bro. They might clip you, bro.
Bro, John Wick came home from...
Did you say John Wick?
John Wick, TikToker.
Oh. I think you're talking about
Keanu Reeves, the actual flipping...
Who?
Don't worry about it.
It's the actor.
It's the actor, right. Actual John Hart. My man went to who did Congo play in the semi-final? Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
He went to that game, yeah. He came home at like 3 a.m. and he's saying that he couldn't even go to bed with his wife.
Why?
Because he came back so late.
John Wick is not married, it's his girlfriend.
Sorry. His girlfriend. He said he couldn't even face his wife in bed.
So because she's Nigerian.
Yes. Oh. So he slept on the sofa.
Man,
nothing can make me sleep on a sofa.
That's childish. But I hear it, but that's childish.
Sofa.
Like, imagine you're married to a Ghanaian girl, yeah, and Nigeria Ghana in the AFCON final, and Ghana wins.
The thing is, you can't celebrate too much in the house. You can't, you got to humble it slightly, innit? Because she gets pissed off. You get me? Your food might turn out a bit. You gotta be guided with that one there, so I'll be real. You never know, man.
It's true.
I've learned, man. Get how you live in it, man. Pick the right one, innit? Simple as that.
Easier said than done, man. But it's true. Try your best. We're trying our best.
Yeah, man.
Damn.
Anyways, man, let's sign out, man.
You gotta sign out, man. Like, comment, subscribe. The usual. Check the polls. Spotify, the Apple, all the audio platforms should be out probably tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow afternoon, latest 3-4 o'clock. We'll see what it is.
Whenever T9 releases it, isn't it?
Okay, but the blame's on me now, isn't it?
Like, it'll be edited by the time you sleep. I think I'm not editing nothing. I'm just literally. I'm editing, but there's no curse words. There's curse words, but I'm just not cut them out.
Let's pray we get monetized, innit?
Well, no, we will.
Amen. But yeah, cool. Are we saying pod? Yeah. Insta, TikTok, all that good stuff.
Everyone, man.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell the family.
Other than that, T9 and the brother, thanks for coming, man.
Thank you. It's been your boy, Hustle Hustler. Stay with the hustling, my people.
Stay with it, man. It's been your boy, Benzo, in the booth.
So.
And we'll see you lot in the next one still.